Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
To find y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's joining me here live in the forum tonight. It's so good to see you guys in the house tonight. It is December the 14th, 2012, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Wow. First of all, let me let you guys know that you definitely can call in if you want to listen on the show. All you have to do is give us a call at 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. Now, if you're calling internationally, and I want to say welcome to all of our international listeners out there listening from all over the world, know that all you have to do is dial the country code for the U.S. That's going to kind of get you here. And then once you've dialed the country code for the U.S., then you're going to dial 1-646-652-2711. That's going to get you into The Remix. And you can listen live on the phone. Now, you can also come on over and join us in chat. And if you want to join us in chat, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time in the forum, first let me say to you, peace and greetings to you, and welcome to The Remix. We are so glad to have you in the forum tonight. I see the chat room filling up, so you guys are welcome to come on over. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. All you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up and come on in. And you can actually come in and chat with the Remix family there. So peace and greetings to you guys. It's so good to be in the house tonight. I don't know about you guys, but whoa, this is another amazing week. I actually have been on the road for the last, I don't even know how many hours today. It's been a busy day for me. I've been on the road traveling back and forth for a good maybe 8 or 9 hours driving on the road back and forth. But I am so glad I made it back in so we could do The Remix tonight. So tonight, you know, The Remix is a little later than normal tonight, but it's all good, everything in divine time. I was excited to get back so that I could connect with you guys. This always is a great way to sort of kind of wrap up what we normally call sort of the work week and kind of touch bases with each other, check in, see how we're doing, and really get into knowing our magic. And so starting with that point, the first thing I want to say is welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the forum. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And one of the first things that you want to do is actually get yourself over to the Remix page, the Remix Radio page, over on Facebook. Because we're going to be doing a lot. We're going to be doing a lot over there. Can you guys hear me okay? Can you guys hear me okay? I just want to check in and see if the sound is okay. Can you guys hear me nice and clear? All right, you guys can hear me nice and clear? All right, well, that's good. All right, so I'm clear, not muffled. You guys can hear me. All right, very clear. All right, perfect. That's what I want to hear, that I am nice and clear. So we're going to make sure I stay nice and clear. Glad to know. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. Like I said, I've been on the road, been kind of traveling back and forth. First, I want to say to you guys, thank you so much for all your well wishes that went out to my son. And, you know, thank you guys for all of your thoughts, your prayers, your everything, your love, your energy you've been sending his way. Very, very appreciative, and thank you. And, yes, he is doing so much better, so much better. So, yes, I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for that support and energy and just understanding. So, you guys, live in the remix tonight, and woo, woo, are we going to get it in? We're going to be talking about some really, you know, how the show titles come up. I don't just kind of pull these out of the ether. Well, yeah, I do and I don't. But when it comes to the show titles, they're really based upon the emails and different things that come up in the sessions with the one-on-one sacred readings that I do. It's based upon my interaction with you guys throughout the week. And this week has been all about love and affection. It has been about relationship madness. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And we're going to do some cool things that you can begin to align your energy up with this. Relationships is always those topics that we can never talk about enough, because absolutely everything on the planet we're in a relationship with. So even though we'll be talking about some more of those intimate relationships and learning about those things, we're also going to be doing some really cool stuff tonight. I'm sure everybody will have fun. So I definitely want you to get over to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, this is going to be great for you to participate. I'm going to be putting up some questions for you and giving you guys some feedback. And I will be giving you guys some feedback and getting with you as well. So I want you to get over to the Remix Radio page. You know, there's several pages that you can connect with the Remix with. My page, of course, on Facebook, and also the Remix Family Group. But this is going to be in the Remix Radio page. And we're going to be using this page because it's a little easier to navigate and everybody can just jump themselves on and you can come right on in. And so I'm going to be putting up some questions tonight. We're going to generate a lot of discussions, get into some readings. But first, I want to kind of start with the beginning and take care of some things as we get ready to get into the share. Welcome to the forum, everyone. Let's give out our big international shout-out to everyone. Want to give a big, big shout-out to Amsterdam. Big, big shout-out to everyone in Amsterdam. And also, you know, big shout out to everyone listening in the UK and Canada, also listening in Australia, in Brazil, in Belize, I can't even say it, and of course, Brother Mark in Japan, which I spoke to him this week, amazing brother, very instrumental in doing his spiritual work. I did a lot of the videos in the beginning for the remix and many, many others up on YouTube, generated millions of views. It wasn't even thousands, millions of views, and really kind of put that spiritual message out there and did it all with a pure heart. No one asked him. In fact, for a long time, we didn't even know that he was doing these videos because everybody is so engrossed in their work. And so I'm so appreciative to anyone who is passionate and is about their work, because that's what the Remix family is and everyone connected with it is about. You know, you don't have to prove it to anyone. You can just be who you are and do your work. And that is so, so, so perfect, so amazing and so right. So shout out to him and the whole Japan family over there, everyone listening. Shout out to those who are listening in Sweden and also all parts of Africa. Lots of brothers and sisters listening from Mozambique, from Guinea, New Guinea, listening from, it's a couple of other countries in Africa, forgive me because I can't get them, Mauritania, listening that we've gotten your emails, we've gotten your feedback, that you guys are listening from all over the world. So continue to keep download, and listening, and to every one of you, and also Australia, too. So some people are reminding me. And, of course, everyone else in the Western Hemisphere, us here, and to all of you who are listening and show up, it's just amazing, amazing. And also, if you guys didn't get a chance to hear the show with Brother Panic last week, you definitely want to download. This is so important that you download. Great share, as always, when Brother Panic comes on. So you want to make sure that you go back into the archives and you download that show, as well as download all of the shows here on The Remix. And you can do that a couple of ways. So let me tell you how to do that, because we always have new listeners and they want to know how to do that. All you have to do is come right on over here to The Remix, and you can get here, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word. That's it, all one word, The Remix. It's going to bring you right here to The Remix page. For those of you who have any kind of Apple device or anything that supports iTunes, there is a button. You can click it. It'll take you straight to iTunes. You can scroll through to your heart is content, and many of you have because you shared that with me. And make sure that you scroll down, get all the shows you need. Download. You can get all the shows there. That's one of the ways. And you can also download to your computer. That's one of the ways that you can download. Download right straight to your computer, or you don't have to download it at all that way. You can just click the button, and you can listen right here from Blog Talk Radio. So it's a great time, you guys. You want to get all of these shows and have them with you. I hear some of you are listening at work. You listen on your way to work. You listen on your job. Some of you listen, you know, while you're commuting to work. You're coming back. People have been traveling, and they're listening. So The Remix is always generating that energy out there, and so you want to make sure that you keep that going. So, yes, you want to make sure you download and do that. So all the shouts out to everyone who's here tonight. So good to have everyone in the house tonight. And also, you guys, so much is going on in the media. First of all, let me just say it touched my heart. Want to send love out to all the babies in Connecticut. For that tragedy that happened there in Connecticut. Love to their families and to the babies and just to everyone out there. We're living in such intense time. You know, one of the things that I have been talking with quite a few brothers and sisters in the conscious community as well about this is that I've been talking about this, and I've been able to see this, you know, up close and personal with these things that are going on. Is these poles are shifting, and so many times we focus on this physical realm when we think about these things that are happening. Let us never forget that that is also about those shifts that are going on inside of us. And so this is really a time to stay in that place of love, and also stay in the place of keeping in touch with those that we do love. And so that we can begin to recognize that maybe this is a good time to kind of pull someone aside, to talk to them, to take them to lunch, you know, maybe share some words with them, or simply just let them know you're thinking about them and that you love them. You know, love is one of those vibrations that really can raise anything above any frequency. And so even though we live in this world and we know that there are so many things that are in divine order and we're all operating in free will, know that we can change that. And that's the beauty about having free will, that there is no destiny that has been planned for you other than the one you choose to plan for yourself. And so always remember that. So love out to the families out there and all of the babies again, and just kind of raising their energy and their family's energy as they begin to make their transition and cross over this evening from that tragedy. You know, immediately when I was out and about today, but immediately once I seen the story, one of the things that I did see is I actually seen three little spiders crawling on a wall where I was walking by. I seen three little spiders crawl on the wall. And then instantly when I got a chance to take a look at, what is the book? Let me get it for you guys. I know you guys have this. When I had a chance to look at the Goddess Book of Days by Diane Stein, you know, today, Spider Woman, is one of the days that is honored right before we get ready to come into the solstice energy, which is some powerful energy in itself, you guys. We got a new moon starting today. And, of course, we know that these things don't rule us, as Brother Bilal was telling us when he came on the show to talk about astronomy. But they are here to guide us and also so that we can be conscious of those things that are happening from within. And so that's the power of recognizing that you can see your reflection in everything. And this is something our ancestors taught us, particularly coming out of ancient Kemet. You know, I learned that if you guys didn't hear that powerful share that Elder Haru gave some several years back, Haru Alkegulon over the Hetepu Network, that's a great download. These shows are really timeless. You know, anytime someone comes on the remix, it really steps itself outside of space and time. And so you can always go back and download and listen and really just get exactly what you need from them. Sometimes I go back and listen to shows that are 2-3 years old or even 4 or 5 years old. And each time that I do, there is just another profound message that comes out of that. And, oh, by the way, I want to tell you guys this, and we're going to be getting into the share. I'm waiting on all of you to get yourself over to the Remix Radio page over on over on Facebook so we can start. All you have to do is click like and come on in. We'll be waiting for you there. And I'm going to start to put some questions up so we can get this kicked off. You know, because we're going to be talking about some things, but we're going to dance tonight. You know, we're going to do that. But also, I want to let you guys know, here's another thing that I wanted to share with you. Gosh, I got so many thoughts. Let me kind of weave it down. Yes, I think this is a great time that everyone needs to stop running and really just take a breath. We are so busy, you know. We have to take a rest, and we have to also acknowledge the work that you've completed thus far. So many people are feeling defeated, you know, and I've talked to people all day today because I kind of hung out at a university, so I was in the records all day today, literally all day today from like 8 in the morning until late this evening. I have been deep in the records. And it's so many people who feel defeated, but they've accomplished so much. And so this is a great opportunity to begin to take a moment and pause, just really kind of rest in that pause and really just acknowledge yourself. And let's do that right now. Everyone just take a deep breath, nice and slow, in and out. Just like that, just a deep breath. And really just begin to acknowledge yourself for the work that you've completed this year. I mean, just the work you've done when you've come to the work remix all year long is a whole, that's a whole book in itself. But all the work that you have completed, we really have to take time to really acknowledge those things. You know, it's not always those big, grandiose things or those long-term things. But look at everything that you have accomplished this year. It's been an amazing year, and I know you guys feel the same as well. So take some time. That's a big part of the reflection that we're going to be talking about on the show tonight. We're going to be talking about relationships, of course, but I want you to also take that time to acknowledge and reflect upon those things that you've accomplished this year, that you've accomplished so far, because it is amazing. It is great. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it's so good to be here. I want to give a shout out to all of you guys, every single one of you, who has done some magic. Of course, you know, magic is living life with a purpose. And also magic is making a greater individual commitment into yourself. So big shout out to you guys. And for all the work that you've done and everything that you've done. And so, big shout out. For all of you who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook, this is really a great time to do that because you get to do it alone. You get to work with it alone if you choose. And so you can put the headsets on, grab you a blue ink pen, and get into your magic. And so if you want to find out more about that, just go to you can find out here at blogtalkradio.com/theremix, but go to www.msblueblast.com and you can see it's a downloadable audio workbook. I made it very simple for you guys. You click and you download and everything you need is there, from how to release your cosmic orgasm, how to dance with your shadow side, you know, tapping into all things of magic, working with your energy centers, raising your vibration, how to understand and make a dream journal, and just getting naked with yourself and understanding that on a whole new level. So all things magic, it's psycho, it's sexy, and it's cool. You're going to have so much fun with it. So many lives have been changed. We get emails every single day of those who've purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook and the work that they have begun to do with the audio workbook. So I want to encourage you guys to go and check that out. Go take a look. Check that out. And then also, you know, on Sunday night, you guys, we will be sending out the orders for the Chem Deck. And if you don't know about the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, you definitely want to get over to www.msblueblast.com/cards. So www.msblueblast.com/cards, all one word, lowercase. And it'll take you straight to the website. You can see where hundreds have purchased it. I want to also tell you guys this, is that I don't make the deck. I think you guys know that, but I think this is a good time to put it out. Miss Blue is not making the deck. There is a company that actually does this, and they also send it out. They are going to be closing soon. I believe this week will be the last week, and they will be sort of closing shop down for the holiday, okay? So if you want to get the deck, and I can imagine they're swamped now because they don't just do this for Miss Blue, they're a corporation. But if you want to get a deck, I can't tell you, don't walk, but run. You want to place the order now. If you think it is something that you will need, and remember, you know, it is my wish, it is my goal, because I know how helpful this deck is. I channeled the deck. You can go back and listen to the show. The Sister Pure Feminine Energy channeled the images on the deck, infused these two together. This is going to help you stay current with your magic and really, really getting things together. This deck really works. Understand that. So I have people from the age of 18 months old all the way up into their 90s working with this. Doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, you name it, psychologists, mothers, fathers, everyone dealing with this, massage therapists, other readers who have been reading for many, many years have worked with this deck. And not only is this deck just very, very unique, but it is a melanin deck. And it is an oracle deck that was created in this time, in real-time magic. This deck was channeled for everyone who's listening. If you hear this show, this deck was channeled for you. That was the spiritual message I got. It was for this time, you see. So now, here's the thing I want you guys to do. It's like having a spiritual tune-up. So this is the great time for you to begin to tap into this energy. It is a spiritual tune-up, you know? So as Brother Panic would say, and I think it was Dr. Aileen Bay who said, I love that brother as well, for less than a Burger King meal, you can have a deck. And it doesn't matter where in the world you live, because it has been shipped around the world and back and back and back and back and back again. So know that this is the time for you to do it. If you can be here, there's absolutely no reason for you not to have this deck. It is my goal with over a million listeners, and we're almost, I think, like at a million something, I don't know, 800,000 something. We're close to 2 million listeners, that each one of you have this deck. You've been coming here, you've been getting this information, and this is definitely something. Make sure when you get the deck that you go back. That page is not just for one time when you get the deck to leave a message. Lots of testimonies. A lot of you have been able to bear witness to your own magic because it is a tune-up for you. The deck has already been infused. Each one of these cards open up gateways. You can do meditations with them, all kinds of things. Plus, you get an hour audiobook that comes along with it, courtesy of me, that gets emailed to you. So you need to email it. You know, you need to email. We'll send you an email once the deck goes out. We're getting orders all the time that's coming in. And so I know many of you love the deck, and so many things will be coming up for the deck. But in this time, because we have a lot of different energy on the planet, you want to stay tuned into those things that really, really you can connect with. And the Kim deck, oh, you can connect with. It really is. It is a very magical deck. I use it. I love it because it really, really works. It really works, and it helps to keep your psychic muscles in tune. All right, you guys. And, of course, you know you can always email me for readings. For those of you for those of you wanting to email me for a personal one-on-one session, a sacred session, or any of the readings, or just find out information, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. So now that we've moved into that energy and I see you guys are getting yourselves all settled in, I'm so excited about tonight, you guys. Magic for love and affection. We're going to be talking about relationship madness tonight. Some of the other things that we're going to be doing tonight, and I'm excited about that, is I'm going to show you guys how to make your very own psychic love calendar. So you can begin to work on all of these components. Isn't this so freaking cool? It's so cool. I could say the other word, but I thought I wouldn't. It's so cool to do that. And then also, you guys, we'll be doing readings if we have time, and I know we will. And we're going to be talking about those things as it relates to relationships as well, too. And then also, the magic junkie notes of love that's coming to you guys. And oh, by the way, I want to give a shout out to everyone, and it was a lot of you on the call. We did a blue blast call this week, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun. Lots of things to work on, lots of things to take a look at. It was so much. We got some magic junkie notes that I made for you guys. You got a chance to take those magic junkie notes up. And the blue glass call was amazing. So all of you guys, it's energy. The energy was off the hook. We had brothers and sisters from all over the world that got on the blue glass call. So I want to talk about that for just a moment because we got tons of questions and emails about people wanting to know how can they be a part of the blue glass call. Well, this is really simple. And I know you guys will get this, but I'll say it here. The number one thing that I want you guys to know is to get on the Blue Blast call. All you have had to do or getting ready to do, meaning you've already booked a session with me. So either one, you've had a reading by me, or either you're waiting on your reading from me. And so these are some of the special things that I do because I recognize that there is a list. We don't want to call it a waiting list because that's not what it is, but it is a divine time for you to get your session. And so the blue blast call are some of those other things that comes along with setting up a session. So I make that very, very sacred, divine place just for those individuals that has made a greater individual commitment into knowing their magic. And so it's a way for me to stay connected with them. And we do all kinds of crazy, cool things on Blue Blast calls. We work on all of the things when it comes to psychic powers. We do that. We work with crystals. We work with telepathic energy. We also do astro exercises to increase how to astro travel, how to do these different things. We also work in groups. We work with colors. We work with auras. Help me out, some of you who've been on the Blue Glass call. We do vision quests, and we do some vision quests where just about everybody goes into a different part of the world and bring things back, and we get to share as a group. We have open discussions, and we talk about different things, and boy, is it magical. So Blue Glass Call is where it's at, and so we will be doing more on Blue Glass Calls. Look for that as well. And no tapping out. those who are, what can we call them? We can call them, I don't know what we can call them, seasoned Blue Glass callers. Know that one night we did a Blue Glass call. I don't even know how many hours it lasted, 6-7 hours. I mean, we were all over the world. We were all over the planet. Some people even probably went to other planets. And we did all kinds of things on that Blue Glass call. And the thing was, nobody wanted to tap out. Nobody wanted to say that they wanted to go. And they didn't want to tap out. Nobody wanted to tap out. Nobody wanted to say goodnight. So it became, see who's going to stay up the longest and not get that out. So just really some fun things. And also, you guys, I want to let you know, and I just got to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure Brother Umar Johnson is going to be coming on Sunday night. You know that brother always brings fire. He's our grounding point, and he always brings something very, very hot with him and things that we need to know at this particular time. So just got to confirm one more thing with him. You know, he's all over the world doing his work. But if you haven't pre-ordered his book, you definitely want to go to Brother Umar Johnson's website and do that so you can pre-order his book and get it. He has some amazing products out on the market that really just takes care of the physical, mental, and spiritual side of us as well, and he's a brother doing his work. Okay, you guys, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to dance. I don't know if it's a dance song, though. Can you dance to it? I know I can dance to it, but I'm a little special with things. But this song right here that we're going to move to, so let's do this. Everybody get up. Everybody, that's it. Stop what you're doing. Get up. I know some of you are at work and you got headsets on, and you're standing already, so just stay standing where you are. See where you are. And those of you who are at work and you're sitting down, stay sitting down. For the rest of you, stand up. If you're driving, that's okay. We don't want you to stand up. Just stay where you are. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to get ready to get ourselves into the place so we can get into some magic for love and affection right here live on The Remix with your host, me, Miss Blue.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's The Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wynn, and you are live in The Remix.
La 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 la, The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ain't that wrong with it?
And when I'm trying to say
Noticed that was pretty much the theme last year as well, too. Sister Manya could probably tell you guys that. A lot of relationships, lots of breakups, lots of not getting along, lots of, you know, trying to work things out. All of these different relationship questions, like I told you guys, have been coming up. And so, you know, since this was the theme that we were dealing with this week, I said, okay. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight on the show. So we're going to start out, and I'm going to put some questions up. And, yes, they are going to be about love and affection. And I love that song, you guys. I really, really love that song. It's really got some good stuff in there. So I want you guys to definitely get yourself over to the Remix Radio page, and I'm going to put up some questions, and then we'll go over there, and we'll kind of read some of those questions while we're still doing some work here. So we'll be having fun on All Ends, talking about different things, and then we'll also do some readings. The first question is, what is your relationship madness? It's so much madness going on, particularly when it comes to relationships. What is your relationship madness? Can you identify with that? I put the question up over on the Remix Radio page, and so I want you guys to go over there and jump right on and start to answer those questions and talk about it. What is your relationship madness? What is that thing in a relationship that really is just so maddening to you at this particular time. Some of you are in a great place with a relationship, and that's great because we'll have some things for you too, things that you need to continue to do. But don't just look at relationships as far as, because sometimes we can get one-sided with relationships, not just intimate relationships. We are here to co-create, and we do that with absolutely everything. There is nothing on this planet that you're not in a relationship with. So whether that's your job, the work that you do, that's a relationship. You know, whether it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, that's also a relationship for you. And let's not forget the very most important relationship, the relationship with yourself. So sometimes we don't battle on the external field when it comes to relationships, but we have a whole lot of internal turmoil going on within ourselves, that relationship. So what is some of your relationship madness? I want you guys to begin to start to think about that. Go over to the Remix Radio page over on Facebook, and I want you to post your answers there. Later, we'll get into talking about some of these things of relationship madness and really how you can start to work around some of these things of madness. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I want you to think about that. Jay Wood, some people said, I don't know how to answer that. Of course you do. Think about it. What are some of your relationship madness? You know, what is it? What are some of those things in the relationship that really is just sort of tricky for you, you know, that kind of goes that direction? I want you to begin to think about that. So now, we're going to continue on. The first thing I want us to get to, because it seems like we don't get a chance to get to everything, is I want us to begin to start thinking about a calendar. And this particular calendar is going to be a seven-day calendar, a seven-day calendar. And, you know, a lot of calendar work is coming up. And one of the things that I shared with everybody on the Blue Blast call with the calendar is, you know, everybody made the big hype about 12-12-12 and never being able to see 12-12-12 again, and that this would be the last time in this particular, you know, in our, any of our lifetimes that we would ever see 12-12-12 again, you see. And so a lot of people made a lot of hoopla about that, and that we would not be able to see this particular calendar again, you know. But I don't believe that that's absolutely correct. I really believe that we will begin to move back and sort of kind of get ourselves back to the calendar. And I talked a little bit about this when we were in the Blue Blast call. Is the calendar that at one time and in still some parts of the world is still being used is the Julian calendar. So I believe that the date 13 is going to be a very significant date for us, that eventually we are going to go back to a 13-month calendar. I really, really believe that. I kind of got a channel on it when I can work all of those details out. I'll share that with you guys, but I really believe that we're going to move to a 13-month calendar, and we're going to start to go back to using that. And it really isn't, I think I said Ethiopian calendar, but really the Ethiopian calendar is also a mixture of kind of both calendars that we have together, but it's even taken back even further than that. But watch what I tell you. That's just going to be one of my predictions going forward from 2013 and beyond, that eventually we will go to a 13-month calendar. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, the poles are in a major shift, and what's happening is the seasons are shifting. And so really how we're going to be able to pick this calendar up, and it's going to be a need to pick the calendar up, is because the calendar is going to bring those things back to what this planet considers to be in alignment. And so that's why I believe we're going to have to end up going back to using more of what would be considered, I guess you would consider it, the Julian calendar. I believe we're going to go back to that particular calendar, of using that calendar there. So instead of the Gregorian calendar that most of the Western Hemisphere is based off on, you know, the weather is really sort of the major thing that supports the holidays in the West for us. That is the major thing here. So, you know, a lot of different things get to take place, and it's happening. We'll see. I just kind of want to put that prediction out there. You guys should, who know your magic, you need to go ahead and put that prediction out there as well. And, you know, the Christmas template is cold, and it's not cold right now. So if we had another month, I guarantee you February, it would be cold, you see. So I want you guys, let's get over to Facebook really quick as we continue here. I want to take a look because I see some of you have already begun to post your responses, and I want to take a look at them. I really want to take a look at them. So let's see what you guys got over here. And all you have to do is search for the Remix Radio. You'll see the Remix logo there on Facebook. And just click like on the page, and it'll get you right on in, and you'll be able to come on in and see what everybody is posting over there. So we're going to go over there in just a moment so you guys can check that out. We're live in the Remix. I want you to also be getting you something to write with, because we're going to talk about how to begin to make this calendar. And it's a really cool calendar. I think you guys are going to have some fun with it. It's sort of going to be my version of this. And, yeah, let's see. Oh, you guys got some questions up there. Let's go see. Let's go over to the Remix page. Let's see what you guys got. All right. So here we go. Let's see. All right. One of the answers, or one of the responses to the question, what is your relationship madness, dealing with past hurts and pains and past mistakes? Excellent. Communicating feelings in a direct but compassionate way. Lots of like on that one. And feelings that really need to be expressed. All right. Selflessness, doing things to make people happy, and losing my happiness in the process. Lots of likes there. All right. And then Stacy wrote miscommunication. Yes, Stacy, great one. Atia wrote, I feel like there's a lot of baggage from past relationships that makes things difficult at times. And then again, another one of lack of communication. All really very, very true. All very, very true answers. You know, one of the things that comes with relationships, a good marker is to begin to make sure you have a clear communication to yourself. A lot of times we want things in relationships that we don't give to ourselves, and we're not very clear. It's not about being perfect with those things, but it is. Communication is always going to be key. But remember, communication when it comes to relationships is not just those things that are physical. They're mental, and they're also spiritual. So you're tapping into those communication things on all different levels. And sometimes it's not so much about what you say, but what you're not saying. And that's key. So when you find that the other person is just not able to get through to you, or you're not able to get through the other person, really think about what you're not saying. Look at yourself and think about what you're not saying. And then begin to look at the other person in the relationship. Don't focus on what they're saying. Focus on what they're not saying. What they're not saying. And always check your heart on that. That's going to be key. That's going to be divine, and that's definitely going to be key there. And it's so many things that we can do within relationships. We're going to open up the phone lines, but I want to get some more questions in from you guys and so that we can go there. So here's the next question. What's a big turn on for you in relationships? And I'll put the questions in the chat room too. What's a big turn on for you in relationships? I want you to post it on the Remix Family page, but tell me what's a big turn on. What's a turn on? What's that thing that just really kind of gets you in a relationship? What's a very big turn on for you in relationships? So I'm going to put that question up. It's up on the Remix Family, Remix Radio page, excuse me. What is a big turn on for you in relationships? What's that thing that kind of make you go, ooh? What is it? What is that thing? Oh, y'all mighty quiet tonight, remixers, but I know you got questions because you guys have been sending tons of relationship questions, emails this week. They have come pouring in from all over the world, matters of the heart. Also, for those of you who have a Kim deck and also any other deck, I'm going to give you a reading that you can do for the heart as well, too, a spread. Mm-hmm. What's a big turn-on? What is a big turn-on? Some answers that are going on in the chat room. A brother wrote her mind and style. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. So we're going to come back over to the Remix Radio page and see what you guys have. Oh, wow. Y'all are getting it in for real. Y'all are getting it in for real. Okay, confidence, mental and physical battle, dancing, that's a turn on. Interesting that someone would say physically battling and dancing, mentally and physically battling each other, you know, sort of that twisted love. That's what you would call it, right? Right? Twisted love? Is that what you would call it? Yes. So let's hear some more of what you guys have. Healing Water says her knowing what she wants in someone. The brothers are all on it. Another brother, Brother Black, says peace is a turn on. Just peace. Explain that, Brother Black, about peace. And then Pata says her devotion and passion. Yolisa says, knows who they are and makes me laugh. That's always a good one, Yolisa. Yes. All right. I think this is great. What I want to do is actually open up the phone lines because I want to hear you guys' voice. I want you guys to tell me, so some of you who may not be able to get to Facebook, plus one if you get on the phone line and you want to share in some of these discussions as we continue on. So press 1 when you get on the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to go to the phone lines and take your questions because I want to know. The brothers are really putting it out there. Sisters are too, but mainly the brothers. Let's see. Here's another one. Originality and something to learn from. All right. I see that. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 403. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is That's What's Up.
Oh, greetings, That's What's Up. You want to tell us what is a big turn-on for you?
I think somebody who has their focus on reaching for their autonomy and self-determination and some sort of freedom, you know, things like just, you know, wanting to grow their own vegetables and, you know, things that we talk about in the remix. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So things, all right, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. Hold the line.
All right,
we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I actually got in. my name is Sabrina, calling from San Diego.
All right, Sabrina from San Diego, you want to tell us what's a big turn-on for you?
Huh. You know, it is actually pretty simple, just talking with friends and just over good food, just as simple as
okay.
that.
So talking and with good food and just
yes.
being with friends. All right, mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful. All right. All right. Thank you for that, and glad to have you on. Hold the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 661. You're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. This is Angel calling from Bakersfield.
Okay. Bakersfield.
California.
California. A lot of California in the house. All right, so tell us what's a big turn-on for you.
Intelligence and a conversation that just blows my mind away.
Give us an example of that, Angel. Tell us about a conversation that you've had that has blown your mind away.
Well, finding someone that's on the same level as I am, as far as my intelligence, the things that I like, the things that I do. And when we have a conversation that lasts for hours and hours on end and we don't even realize how long we've been talking, that's a conversation that blows my mind away.
All right. All right. Enough said. You guys heard the sister. Thank you for calling in. Hold the line.
Thank
I
you.
I want to read some of the other ones. The sister said he must be easy on the eyes, have beautiful eyes, and not be religious. Interesting. Stacy says, intelligence with genuine selflessness. Jay Wood said, a soul connection is a turn-on for me. Jay Wood, I wish you would call in so you can explain that one for us. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Anne.
Okay. Greetings, Anne. You want to tell us your turn on?
Sure. Definitely a sense of humor and somebody who doesn't take themselves that seriously.
Give me an example of someone who wouldn't take themselves that serious. What does that mean?
Like someone that's really childlike, that can tap into that that inner child and
mm-hmm.
just go to the park and like roll down hills or play at the playground and just be a kid again at any age.
Okay, that's really good. Thank you for that. Thanks for
Wait,
calling
I got
in.
I got one more thing I want to tell you. Guess what?
What?
I'm graduating.
You what now? Say it again.
I'm graduating.
Oh, yay! Congratulations, Anne.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you. I want to tell the story. Can I tell the story a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, you guys. How about, I don't even remember when it was, but Anne called into the show, said she was thinking about doing something, taking up something. She didn't know if it would be good for her. She didn't say what it was. And I was like, I see you working with your hands. And we went into the whole thing. And she said, yes, I'm going to school for it to become a massage therapist. And I said, oh, that's going to be excellent for you. And she went through the whole process. And she is now done. And that seemed like it was so quick.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough
It was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough, but I know the Remix family helped you hang in there because we always talked about it and just so much energy. I am so excited for you. Congratulations. This is a perfect example about giving yourself credit because it was tough, but you did it. You know what I mean? And I'm so excited. You guys, let's just send some love. Send some love. Congrats. Big ups to Anne doing her thing, getting into her healing work on a whole nother level. So beautiful, Anne. Beautiful. You have to let us know how it continues to go for you.
All right, most definitely. Thank you, Miss Blue, and thank you, Remix family.
All right, peace and love. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love it when we are just so passionate about our work and we can get it done. That is so, so beautiful. All right, you guys. So we're going to read some of the questions that we have over here over on the Remix Radio page. Knowing that I've been heard and deeply understood, this is what Sister Jones says. I believe it's Dolores says, at work, getting compliments for job one done, well done, at home, physical affection and spontaneous outing. Love that. You do need to be spontaneous. And then also good heart, confidence, sense of humor, able to make decisions, and a good communicator. And a listener. This is what is it Kia Asetut has to say. Oh, excellent, you guys. And I know you guys over here over on the Remix family page has a lot to say as well, too. So those are some of the things. The question was, what was a big turn-on for you? Okay, you guys, you know, we wouldn't be the Remix if we didn't explore all avenues of this. And so the next thing I want to ask you guys, what's a big turn-off in a relationship? And remember, I want you to think about this. No one has to be left out. We're looking at relationships in all areas. What is a big turn-off for you in relationships? I see some of you have chosen not to answer this question. Things that make you go, Things that make you go, don't make me call you out. All right, you guys. What's a big turnoff for you in relationships? It's already posted on the Remix Radio page. You can get yourself over there. If you press 1 for the first question, I want you to press 1 again to take your hand down. And then if you want to answer the second question and you're on the phone line, you can press 1 once we go back to the phone. But I want you guys to think about this because sometimes there are things that are deal breakers in a relationship. And I want to ask you guys this, and I really want you to think about it because once we start to get into the readings and we start to get into the work, I'm going to challenge you with what you said. Yolisa said, dumb and ignorant. Healing Water says, half-ass attention. Okay? So I want to know what the big turnoff. Jay Wood says, a big turnoff for me is being false. He said, I can't stand actors. This is what Jay Wood said. Interesting, Jay Wood. All right. So I want to know what you guys have to say. What are some of your big turnoffs? Someone who can't admit when they're wrong, when you realize you have opposing values. Okay, that's a good one. Punk says, double talking and not saying exactly what you mean. Okay, someone else said liars and fakers. Explain that. I want you guys to explain that when you say liars and fakers, you know, because I see a lot of stuff. And I see some good people and they liars and fakers too. So explain what that means to you. Okay, Betty says, not being impeccable by your word, okay? And then let's see. Lady D says, impatient, too much knowledge with little action and disloyalty. Excellent one. Excellent, excellent. Really excellent one. Really, really good. Not saying what they mean and meaning what they say. Okay, yes. Not saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Okay, that makes sense. Yes, I want you guys to think about that. I want you to begin to think about that because we'll have some good revelations here at the end, and we'll get to talk about it. So what are the big turnoffs? always focusing on the negativity of every situation. Excellent one. Yes, some really, really good ones, you guys. Let's go over to the Remix Radio page, and I want to see what you guys posted. I'm just really loving this. I'm loving this. Y'all are going to love it, too, especially when you make your calendar. Big turn off, not allowing any personal space or freedom. Interesting. Sandra says, a closed mind and an open mouth running simultaneously. Okay, that's a good one, Sandra. Let's see. Yvette said, all of the things that Scorpion and Virgos are made of. Shaking my head. I don't even know what that means. Because I know some people, and they're not a Scorpio, and they're not a Virgo. But I'm sure you know what it means, and that's good enough. and someone else says unbalanced chakras. Interesting. That's a big turnoff. I wonder, you know, here's the thing I want you guys to start thinking of, and I know you're putting on there, unbalanced chakras. Well, I'll let you guys discover that. We're going to talk some more about it. We're going to go to the phone line, and we're going to see what you guys have to say. So press 1 if you're on the phone line and you want to share what's a big turnoff in relationships for you. You want to share that, just press 1 once you get on the phone line so we can hear. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 661. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Angel again from California.
All right. Well, good to have you. You want to share with us?
Yes. A big turnoff is the person that every time you have a conversation, they know. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
You don't know everything, and I don't even know everything. And I'm learning, and I love learning new things all the time. And then a person who's dishonest about everything, even the simplest things.
That they get, what was the last part? They get what now?
Oh, a person that's dishonest about everything, especially the simple things.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. There you go. All right, well, thanks. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 403. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's That's What's Up again.
Yes, That's What's Up.
And you wanted to know?
Yes, yes, yes.
I guess just a lot of manipulation, and I might catch flack for this, but if anyone knows the topic in Reverend Phil Valentine's Wounded Womb, I just keep seeing that manifested in the opposite sex, even when I try to not think about that in my everyday encounters. So
tell me what that is. Explain it in your words what it is. I know what it is, but I want you to explain because it may mean something different. Tell us what you mean when you say that.
Kind of a competitiveness. In the opposite sex, where they don't understand that, if you do you, you're better at doing you, and I'm better at doing me. But when I try
right.
to, you have your attributes, and if you just stay true to those, I could never be as good as you in that regard, and that's mm-hmm. actually quite a turn on, and it's a turn off when they're trying to play the same game, which unfortunately is,
Tell me what you mean when you say they. Are you talking about women? Who's they?
Yeah, I'm talking about women.
Okay. So you said when women try to play the same game, you said?
Yeah, well, exactly. So to clarify, just the over-competitive spirit between say myself and women that I'm meeting.
Right.
Now,
give us an example of that. I think this is a good discussion point to go from. Give us an example of that.
Okay. Sometimes, when you meet women, you know, if
No. I mean, like, give me a real, because you said this happens to you a lot. Give us a real live example of this.
Oh, okay. So I met a girl, and, she asked me some questions about things
right.
that I had going on with myself, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess would counter that with things that she was doing as well, which is absolutely no problem, but... gosh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an actual example, and that was I was referencing something in my mind, but
right.
you know, it's just really prevalent. It's out there, you know, quite a bit.
Right. Well, I guess you know, and I think it's a good discussion to have.
It is,
you
yes.
know, that yeah, and I want you to you know because you are so passionate about your position on this. Surely you can give us an example of it, you know, so others can see it. From your point of view and be able to understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I did just have a discussion two evenings ago with some ladies, and one of them brought her child, and I was mentioning how, there are certain fields where, you know, a man is at an advantage, and there's certain fields where a woman is at an advantage, and, you know, it was unfortunate because of the current programming that's going on.
Right.
Saying that we can all do the same thing and we can all be good at the same thing and not concentrating on the attributes that we have. I got quite an emotional reaction from the two ladies.
It
really kind of turned it into a heated thing, and I did obviously always try to soften all of that, but
right.
you know,
yeah,
I left regretting bringing it up even because I didn't
right.
feel like I felt like they're with their emotional response, and I'm not saying that women are emotional. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I must have struck a soft spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, and it could be. It definitely can. But here is the number one thing I want to say to you, whether it's women to women or men to men, clear communication is the key.
Yeah.
When you're talking about anything, is if you can have clear communication, you can speak to anybody. And
mm-hmm.
that is definitely the key, is to have clear communication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and thank you so much for that, because this just takes my mind way, way back to something very beautiful. So I want to thank you, that's what's up, for calling in and sharing that with us here. All right, beautiful, beautiful. All right, hold the line. One of the things I want you guys to know is a while back, actually this was a long time ago, I did a show called What Do Black Women Really Want? And What Do Black Men Really Want? The first show was What Do Black Men Really Want? And I had a panel of brothers come on. Amazing show. You can go back in the archives and you can listen to it. The show with What Do Black Women Want, some amazing sisters. Two of the sisters that are on there are actually two of the sisters who actually helped bring me into the conscious community, and they're actually on that particular show speaking. And also we had Thelma from Good Times who stopped by, and she ended up staying on the panel and listening to the show too. And a lot of discussion got generated. I think it's a very good question, but that's what that brought up. I think I may do that. It's time to do that panel again. If you guys get a chance, that's a show for the archives. You want to go back and you want to listen to What Do Black Women Really Want and What Do Black Men Really Want, where I had a panel of brothers and sisters from across the board. And when I say they came and did their thing and brought some information, it was amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really, really amazing. So now we're going to go to Facebook and we're going to take a look here. And let's see. We're going to go here. Yep. Let's see. We're really going to go here. Oh, you guys got a lot of turnoffs. Let's see what these turnoffs are. We're over on the Remix Radio page. and let's see, because it's quite a bit, ignorance and the inability to read a book or two. Ah, interesting. Table manners. acting too needy or desperate, lack of affection, a passion, too much persistence, pushing up on me when I'm saying, hold on. This is what a sister said, and the brother said, you know, the ignorance part. Let's see. Here it says, I have too many to list. Somebody said they have too many to list. Okay, so April says, as far as intimate relationships goes, mama boy. Ooh, don't let us bring up the mama boys. I love a man who loves his mother, but when your mama is damn near your woman, that's not a good look. That's what April says. Brandon says, females addicted to TV, especially reality TV shows. Oh, sisters, sisters, sisters. Okay, David said bad breath. Ooh, David. David said bad breath, not focusing on improvement, not passionate about what they feel, living in the past, what I used to do or what I used to be, this is what David said, and a closed mind. Dolores says, finding that what turns me off is exactly a reflection of me that turns me off. Having to look within isn't easy. Very good. Very well said. Yes, yes, yes. So, lots of discussions over there, you guys. Lots of interesting things. Someone else in the chat room over here, I dislike the victim mentality. Why me? Why me? Why is this happening to me? We're going to go to the caller. It looks like they're calling in from a private number. Private number, you're live in the remix. Okay, so they're not at the phone, so it's all good. They're not at the phone, so it's all good. All right, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to get in. You can get in on the phone lines. Let me see what it says. And man that lives off women like they mama instead of their women. Deadbeat men. Ooh, really going in on the brothers. Let's see. Deadbeat dads and spitefulness. Ah, okay. I hear you guys out there. I hear you guys out there. So now, let's keep going because I want you guys to get all of this out of your system. Here's the next one. Say a man or a woman of your dreams. Who had, in your opinion, the most compatible personality and physically and financial attributes that you desire, had one of these turnoffs, how would you address this? Would you just walk away and not want to be with them? How would you address if someone that you just, they had everything going with them? Is this a deal breaker? What would be the deal breaker? How would you handle this situation? From this person, if it was a man or a woman and they had everything, the physical side, the financial side, most of those things, they were very, very compatible, sort of the person of your dreams, but you ended up finding out that they had one of these attributes in there. How would you address this? What would you say? How would this get taken care of? How would you address this? Oh, my goodness. How would you address this? I want to know, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I know the phone lines are full, but press 1 if you want to share. We're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to the phone line. Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. 215, you're live.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Please take a phone, your phone or earpiece.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hi, it's Dolores from Philadelphia.
Okay, greetings, Dolores.
How are you?
I'm good. So, Dolores, you called in to answer this question. I know you did.
Yes. yes, how would I address if they had one of the negative qualities? Actually, I would just weigh the pros and the cons against all the other qualities that they had and just address it and deal with it and talk about it and just say my likes is what I like, you know, what I don't like, and see if the person, you know, could have any dislikes about me. And then I would change for him to just...
You would change for that person?
Yes. If they, after I weighed the pros and the cons, and it was more pros than cons, I would actually change my opinion of, you know, what I felt was so terrible about him and find the good and be with him and make it work.
Mm-hmm. Give us an example of that. Jay Wood in the chat room said, so you would compromise?
Yes, that's a roundabout, but an example of it would be, say, if he just constantly left the cap off the milk and left the milk out, like something
okay.
like that, or, you know, things. I would just continually just put it back on and just realize that's just something about him, and eventually it'll all work out. And, you know, during our year, he'll start putting it back on.
Well, let me ask you, Dolores, because you said you would change. Who would you change into? Who would you change into?
I would just change into a more of an accepting person, meaning that I just wouldn't take the worst thing that I thought about him after he had all these positive things and just keep that about myself. Like, I would just change that part, the part that irritated me the most. I would just find out, you know, why is it so irritating? Is it that big of a thing that it would, you know, be a deal breaker with someone that has all these other high qualities?
So you're not an understanding, you're not that person already? You're not that person who's loving and caring and all of those things already?
Yes, I would say I'm loving and caring, but I can have petty things about me too. So I would look within to find out what that is, that, you know, why I'm being that way when someone else has all these other qualities.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you would take on that it would be something wrong with you that needed to be fixed as opposed to the other person. So kind of like, I get what you're saying. It's kind of like when you point one finger at me, three is pointing back at you type of deal. That kind of
like
thing.
That.
But let me ask you a question. If you're willing to do all of this, who's doing that for you?
You mean the person that I chose to be with that you were talking about that had all these other high qualities, that he still was, you know, he still was doing all that for me, but I was holding my list of things that I didn't like against him instead of, you know, finding out, you know, what is it within me that's causing that.
Mm-hmm. So you would think it would be something you're doing that is causing that. I want to examine this a little bit because sometimes this thought could actually is what really gets people into a relationship that they end up either A, really disliking the person they're in the relationship with, or they end up disliking themselves so much.
Okay, I can see what you're saying, but it's...
How has it been working for you since you've been doing that? How has that been working for you to change yourself based on some of these other things? How has that worked out for you?
It's been working. It's been working for me. And because it goes both ways, it's not. I don't feel like it's not just me. It's him also changing his ways for, you know.
So as long as the other person is also changing too, then you're willing to change as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Like when we discuss what's going on, like this is how I feel about something, and he's willing to change. And then when he discusses, you know, this is how he feels about something, and I'm willing to change, as long as it just doesn't affect my, like you said, me feeling, I guess what you were saying, me feeling less of the person or me feeling, you know, depressed about the whole relationship.
Right. So here's a question I want to ask you, Dolores. When do you change back into you? Because all of this changing is going on. When do you change yourself back into you? Because the more and more you change, we know the more and more things change, the more they stay the same. So when are you going to get back? When do you get back to you?
I don't really feel like it was, I'm changing out of myself. I guess what was that Jay Wood says? It's just, you know, I just adjusted to it. It's nothing that I'm changing about me. I don't feel it's just an adjustment that I made to actually, you know, that it's a give and take in relationships. So, you know, it wasn't about me. It's just how you grow in relationships. You actually, you know, have a balance. It can't, I don't feel like I was changing totally about myself. I just felt like I was growing to become.
You were growing.
You know,
And again, I'll ask you for that, and thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. How's that working for you?
It's working for me. I'm finding out that things within me are growing. I'm learning. I'm becoming a bigger and better person.
Okay. All right.
It's
beautiful.
It's working.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold the line. Beautiful. All right, you guys. Some food for thought for sure, for sure. Relationships are one of those things, and sometimes I will honestly say for you is that every relationship, the dynamics within a relationship, doesn't always work for everybody. And so a lot of times we can see relationships that some of us would say for ourselves that this isn't a relationship I want to be in, and rightfully so. And then for others, it may be working beautiful. So, you know, keep that in mind too. Just glad you guys are sharing, because you're going to get to do some work in a minute. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 403, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, that's what's up again.
Yes, that's what's up.
And what I would do, because I view this whole relationship thing, and I'm talking about, say, a love relationship, I view it all as, you know, kind of the destination of your life work. And I think that we live such busy lives that it's important to simplify your life so that you have a simplified life, a more basic life, and that way it opens up time so that when there's an issue, you have the time.
So in other words, what you're telling me is that you're single.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You said all of that to say you're single. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
That's beautiful. I just had to throw that in there.
I'm glad you did. I always welcome your feistiness, Miss Blue.
Well, good. I always welcome to hear you as well, too.
Good.
So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. And drop those gems on us. Hold the line. And we'll be right back. Hold on. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 910. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Ivory from North Carolina.
Greetings to you, Ivory, from North Carolina.
Hello. What would I do if this person had something that was a turnoff? Some things I can compromise with, like, for example, in one of my past relationships, when somebody does something that I don't like, I just, like, shut down. I don't communicate. So I've learned to communicate, you know what I mean? Just being like, well, I'm mad, so I'm just not going to talk to you. But some things, like, I don't play that talking to other women, like being secretive and cheating and all of that. That's a turn off, like, that's a deal breaker.
What's a deal? A deal breaker is him talking to other women.
Yeah. Like the
Tell me what you mean. Because communication is the key. Yes. Tell me what you mean when you say talking to other women. Because he can't talk to other women. Tell
no,
me what
not
means.
Talk to like friendship. I mean like sexual kind of building an intimate relationship with another woman if you're in a relationship.
So basically you want them to be exclusive.
Yes.
So, you know, it seems like you want a lot of control, so I can see why that was a past relationship. I mean, but here's the question I've always wanted to ask sisters, and believe you me, I have my own issues with certain things, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let me ask you guys this, and this is for the sisters, because I'm just talking to the sisters. How do you know if he's talking to some other woman? No, really. Like, how can you stop a person from talking? And I know what you mean. If they like somebody else or interested in stuff, how do you stop that?
You don't.
You don't stop it. So what are you going to do? Because you said that's a deal breaker for you.
I just leave the relationship.
You leave the relationship, or is the relationship truly over? Because you're being reactive, not proactive. You understand? Because I'm quite sure you tell them, don't talk to other women. So who made the decision to leave first? Who are you? If they're talking to other women, they've left based upon what your rules are. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, y'all are all over the place. Somebody said, because you can't keep a man that don't want to be kept. What's a kept man? I mean, really, I feel like I'm talking to people in the 1960s with relationships. What's a kept man, you guys? Tell me what that is. Help Miss Blue, 646-652-2711. So, yeah. So how is your relationships working out? I'm really not doing readings at this point, you guys, because this is interesting. I like this. I know you're single right now too, correct?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Yeah, you would have to be with that mindset. But I understand what you mean, but we'll talk about it. I know you're single. I know you are. You would have to be. So when you meet somebody, do you tell them that that's the deal breaker? I mean, like, I really want you guys to be very upfront. Do you come up front and say, check it out, here's the deal breaker. You talk to somebody else, you trying to get with another chick, I'm out.
Yes, I do.
So basically, it's not you leaving the relationship, it's them leaving you because you told them that this is how you leave me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, do you see why that's not going to work for you?
Yeah, I've pretty much come to terms with that.
Yeah, and, you know, for all of you guys, I'm not talking about some new age open relationship. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, even if we want to say two people who are committed to each other, I'm trying to look at your mindset. You say you're not into that new age, but if you're talking about a man being kept, you in a, just the fact that you can even say that word, and we are in 2012, is scary alone. Alone, not you, talking about chat here. Scary alone. But I want you to understand, it's almost like telling somebody, you played Monopoly before, right?
Yes.
It's almost like giving somebody and saying, hey, here's your get-out-of-jail-free card. Your get-out-of-jail-free card is if you talk to another woman. So when they want to pull that card, that's what they're going to pull for you because you've already set the precedence of this is what you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Pata says too much Sex in the City watching. No, I didn't misunderstand you. I got you. So, one of the things, you compromise on something that you didn't want to compromise on. You know what I mean? It was a compromise. You know, it was a compromise. And I know that a lot of discussion is going on in the chat room, and we're talking about not controlling people, but control is not based just upon words. You understand? It's based upon our actions, and it's based upon how we integrate ourselves with each other. Like, I know, like, Ms. Lou is probably older than a few of you, not a lot of you, but a few of you. And dating was a little different, and it's still just different. You know, and it's just interesting to hear how so many of us are talking about relationships that we're coming from a position of pain. It's so much, you know. It's coming from a position of our pain. It's like we're building these rules of relationship based on pain. And even when it comes to the open relationship, boy, I have done tons of readings for people who played that damn game. That's a mind game for most of you who don't even, can't even begin to understand that right there in itself. You want an open relationship, but as soon as the shit get open, then everybody's feelings get hurt. Or we have all of these children who are here, there, and nobody wants to be responsible for them. The only part that the openness is coming from is the sexual part and the pleasure part. That's not an open relationship. That's Zulu gone wild, you see. So for those of you who have the Kim deck, that's a lot of that energy, you know, that's out there. And the sad thing is we don't really have relationship classes that really kind of help us understand the dynamic of relationships. And, you know, I'm going to be completely honest. For most people, the relationships are not being able to solidify themselves or have these lasting relationships because we're afraid to have damn relationships with ourselves. And some of these expectations that we're putting on everybody else, whether it be brothers, you pushing it off on sisters, you want her to be this, you want her to be so intelligent, you want her to read a damn book. When was the last time your ass sat down and read a book? How fucking intelligent are you? Where's your papers to show that you can do that? So you want something out of a person that you're not even willing to give to yourself. And then sisters, oh, I want a man who handles their business and a man who loves his mama and I want a man who can understand me. You don't understand your damn self. You don't love your fucking mother. So how the hell you think you're going to get a man that loves his mother, that understands your ass that you don't understand? And always, and not you, we talking to everybody, self-included here. So Miss Blue is holding your hand talking to you. And the first thing we want to holler is, don't cheat on me. Hell, you done cheated on yourself since been cheating on yourself. You cheated on yourself when you went and ended up with this nigga that you knew was no good, that you knew was using you, that you knew was dating one of your friends or the girl around the corner, but you didn't give a damn. You still was smiling in his face, grinning in his face, thinking you was going to come in and he was going to save you or take you someplace that he has never been able to even take his damn self. So now y'all living in a pit of damn misery together. Together, the hell that you created. But you can't look at him and say he used you. And he can't look at you and say you used me because you both used each other for the bullshit that you wanted together. Sir, one thing I learned from single women is not to listen to their own opinion. And that's some dumbass advice anyway. Because if you can't listen to yourself, then there's nobody else for you to listen to. Don't listen to your own opinion? Who? That is the craziest. This is what I'm saying. I'm really in shock for people who are doing the work that this is going on, but I understand it. And I also understand why we're getting so many emails. I understand it. Single women, married women, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And we're always so quick to speak about other people's shit when our shit is all fucked up. When we with men who ain't taking care of their own fucking children, but we pumping them up every night to have a baby by then. Ain't that some deep shit? Ain't that something deep? And I believe that women, period, could tell women think. It doesn't matter if you're single, if you're married, if you're in an open relationship, if you got five husbands, if you got four wives, you have something to offer if you know what you're talking about. But you don't get a go card just because you can open your legs or open your mouth in some cases. That don't give you a go card to say whatever you want to say and how you want to say it. But if you really want to start talking about those things when it comes to relationships and looking at them from a very honest point of view, you have to be able to take an honest look at yourself first. And someone said, why would I get advice from a single woman and I'm married? Sweetie, single women, women, period, have been able to give married women advice. Because just because the law says that your ass can marry somebody, it doesn't mean that you are able, you have the mindset, or you're even capable of being in a marriage. So it has absolutely nothing to do with status quo about being married. When you understand what true sisterhood is, then you will understand that. True sisterhood or true brotherhood. We're not talking about bullshit. We're not talking about the person on the corner. We're not talking about the girl that you hang out with, even though you marry and know she's sleeping with somebody else's husband. No, you don't want to take advice from her. You don't want to take advice from that person, whether they're married or single. But we're talking about somebody who has a sound mind that you can look to. That's not based upon the fact whether or not a person is married. But I understand where you're coming from. It's always like if someone hasn't lived it, then they can't tell you about it. Well, I don't know, because the ones who's living it seem like they got that shit real jacked up. That's why they're reaching out for help. I say get it where it feels good to you. So, yes, do I believe that a single woman can help another woman, whether she married or single? Absolutely, yes, and it's been done. Do I believe single men can help brothers who are married? Absolutely, yes, when it comes from a very balanced perspective. So it's not about making a personal judgment on based upon somebody, if they're married or single, you know. Some people, you don't want to take none of their damn advice. I don't give a damn if they single, married, this, that, or the other. You don't want to take no advice, not even how to cross the street correctly. So, yes, you have to use wisdom, discernment in all of those judgments. You're absolutely right. So, I know that was more than what you called in for, but it was definitely what we all needed. So you really helped us get on track with that one.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a lot of relationship work next year because, truth be told, we are in relationships with everything, 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 absolutely everything. And, you know, I was just amazed at how beautiful relationships can be and really just see how twisted so many people have this thought about a relationship and so many different angles. Like I said, if it's working for you, go for it. Knock yourself out. Do what you do. But in most cases, it's not working. Not because Ms. Blue says so, but because everyone is saying so. This is why this is always one of those subjects that very, very few people really want to come openly and talk about. So I thank you so much for coming on and really, you know, sort of opening up about this relationship. Some of the things to start to think about is to really address your fears, not what you would accept. I'm not telling you that, but your fears about it. Because a lot of times when you put that energy out there and you're focusing on that, all you're doing is creating more of that energy. You know what I mean? Really trust that the brother or whoever you're going to be with is not going to take that as their option.
Okay.
Not when that's a commitment that you guys have made. But if you put it on the forefront, then that's a part of that web that your foundation of your relationship is going to be built on. Because you wove it into the fiber of the relationship. So things need to be talked about in the relationship, that's true. But there's a difference about talking about something from a very honest position and really having a fear factor with it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love.
All right, thanks.
All right, you guys. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. You guys are too much. Y'all are really doing the most in the chat room. Oh, wow. And like I said, if it's working for you, because relationships are really one of those intricate things, but I always have a problem when people try to clunk single, married, men, women into one category, you know, you don't get to throw a rock and then hide your hand. You know, we put on your big girl panties or your big boy panties and you know, say what you mean and mean what you say, you know. You don't get to throw a rock and then hide your hand. Don't do it. Not up in here. Not tonight. We're not doing it. So much to talk about, you guys. Let's see, but we'll be doing a lot of work when it comes to relationship next year so we can get out the 60s. Because it sounds like some of us, even though some of you weren't even born in the 60s, your mindset is still in the 60s when it comes to a relationship. This is why some of you are really, really struggling, really all of us, when it comes to a particular area about understanding the dynamics of relationships and really looking at it on many different levels. There'll be some personal levels, of course, for you to always work out and deal with. And then also looking at relationships from many different angles, maybe an angle you have not thought about looking at. You ever thought about that? Maybe somebody else can tell you something. You don't know everything. And so it is about this process of learning. Because one thing, if nothing else moves you, life will. Life will definitely move you. I don't know, you guys. Are y'all still in the chat room? Let me see if I can get mine. I'm over here clicking. I didn't click myself in another dimension. But we're getting ready to go
Let's see. We're getting ready to go to another caller calling in from area code, it looks like, 780. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name is Natasha. I'm calling from Canada, from Edmonton.
Okay, greetings, Natasha, calling in from Canada.
Greetings. So, yeah, about the topic of how basically I deal with if I don't like something in my relationship about my man, about how he deals with certain topic. Basically, I look into myself and I know I'm true to myself and I know what I'm worth. And most of the time, I pretty much give him an ultimatum of to change for me or I'm out.
And how does that work?
Well, I'm married and it's working for me, but it's not going all that great, I guess. Most of the time, I guess my man knows what he could lose and he goes with it, but yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. It seems like, you know, it seems like a little bit of fear going on, some fear factor going on that you have to use the threat card for yourself. So you basically say, hey, look, either you do it my way or it's the highway.
Well, basically it pretty much comes down to the I lost some trust for him in the past, and we've done some things to each other, like before we got married. And now it's really hard for me to get it back to the way it was before. And like, I'm kind of agreeing with the lady that called previously. I'm just going a little different direction, but like, I agree that my man should like not talk to women, period, not just like flirting or talking about them, talking like about sex or anything like that. I just don't let him talk to women, period. Unless it's really like just professional at work or, you know, like, I mean, I'm not talking about like all the women in the world, but I'm just saying about personal stuff, like about life. I don't see like why it would ever be important for him to discuss anything about us or about himself to another female.
Right. So let me ask you, I'm really allowing you guys to express yourself tonight. Trust me, you know, I really want to hear what you have to say. How do you not allow him to do that? This is what I want to know. I really would hope you can offer some insight, because I want to know how you don't allow a man to do that. Like, what do you do that will not allow him to do that?
Well, I pretty much control everything he does, go through everything of his, like his phone, all his Facebook accounts, all that kind of stuff. At work, if I, like, you know, if I, let's say, came to pick him up from work and I saw some interaction on a personal level, I would pretty much tell him that I'm divorcing him.
Okay, well, you do know, and let Miss Blue be the one to tell you, you do know he must be doing a whole lot of shit. You do know he's doing a whole lot of shit. He has just gotten very clever about you not catching him. Because any time you got to invest that kind of energy, and I know you're an intelligent sister, and chasing some man, going through his phone, going through his wallet, checking on him on his job, and doing all of this, something in you is telling you that he is doing this shit. So he got to be doing all kinds of
something
stuff.
Is telling me, because like, I've caught him before, like if I accidentally logged into something, like I saw him talking to women about like really inappropriate stuff, and he promised me that he would never do that again. And so you're thinking that he's still doing it, he just got like a lot smarter about it?
You might need to call him right now. If he's not
he's sitting with you. No, he's sitting beside me.
I really would like to talk to him. Do you think he would get on the phone? This is helpful information.
Well, I'll let him talk, but like you've talked to him before, so he might like tell you things like he just basically wants me to trust him, and he tells me that he never does anything, and you know.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, hey, I really, really thanks to you. Can he have your permission to talk to me? Because you said control that. That's what I'm talking about. I need to get on her program. She's running things, y'all. Or at least she thinks she is.
Hello?
I want to speak to him. Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
Wow, Ms. Blue, I can't believe you guys put me on a spot live like this, eh? What is this, reality radio now or what?
Oh, God. Yes, yes.
Jeez.
All right. Tell everybody, what's your name?
Pata.
Pata. So let me get this straight, Pata. And I promise you, anything that I pick up, Pata, I'm not going to disclose it, Pata. I just want you to talk open and honestly. This is really a learning share here tonight, and I can't even imagine how much I'm loving this. Let me ask you. Your wife said that she controls what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so she checks your phone, she checks your wallet, she checks on you on the job. And I want to know, how do you feel being under control? How do you feel?
It drives me crazy.
It drives you crazy. Yeah, I was going to say be honest, but you're being honest.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. Yeah.
So let me ask you, is this warranted for your wife to do this? Do you feel it's warranted? Do you feel that you sort of have committed such a crime that it is warranted for you to be under house arrest? Like, well, this is actually worse than house arrest.
Yeah, it's something else. Like, no, I don't think it's warranted at all. You know, I mean,
you don't.
Like she said, we both did things to each other, but we've been together for a while. Yeah. Those things have been in the past. They're done, you know, and we're moving on. We're married. We've got a family.
Right.
But yet she seems to be, you know, still stuck in what happened in the past. I don't know why.
But let me ask you. I know you love your wife, and I know she loves you. So you're trying to tell me, Pata, that she's doing all of this, and old little Pata ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, come on, you see, like, how far she's willing to go. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of brain I got left, I'm definitely not trying to go that way, you know. I believe the reason she acts like that has to do with, I think, something else, not me, you know, things that maybe she dealt with in the past, and that's making her think that way. And
you don't think that this has anything to do with you?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think so because, I mean, unless I'm not convincing, you know, enough, or unless I haven't, you know, shown that is not necessary anymore, I haven't given her any reason to doubt me. You know what I mean? Not at all. But she might see something, you know, she might see a conversation, she might see, you know, me talking to another woman, and she's
But wait a minute, wait a minute, hold on, Pata, because you know one of your rules is you ain't allowed to talk to women.
How do you do that? Go on in life and not talking to a single woman on earth, you know what I mean?
Pata.
Yeah.
Hey, Pa, this is your marriage. I'm just trying to understand now because your wife came on and that was rule number one. She don't allow that. No talking to other women.
Yeah.
None of that. You can't discuss your personal business. None of that. And so, Pa, how long have you been married?
About 3 years now.
3 years. How's that been working for you? Oh, are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am.
Please don't look at them. Stay focused with Miss Blue. I had to close it out myself. Stay focused. Stay focused. All right, Patah. So you've been together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And how is this working for you? How is this relationship working for you? Honestly, I want you to say honestly. I don't want you to care about what anybody else thinks. I want to honestly know, how is this working for you?
It has its days. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. Yeah.
So, Patah, a day in your life is you come home from work. What does your wife say? Give me your phone. Let me see your wallet. I mean,
no, it's not like
she don't do that.
No, she don't do that yet. I guess, but yeah, she just go through it without telling me, you know. So. But I got nothing to hide, you know, and that's the thing. Man. Like, she's been, you know, we got full disclosure of everything. I don't bother looking into her stuff, but she does. But, you
do
know,
you,
like...
That's what I wanted to ask you. Do you look through her stuff?
No, I don't. I don't. Like, I you know, I might go over, like, for curiosity or anything, but I really,
right.
You know, I don't have no interest. Yeah.
But, Tom, let me ask you a question. Where do you keep your other phone at?
No, I don't do that. You know, even before I was married, I was in that kind of guy, honestly. And, you know, it's not really like that. Like I say, I believe that either she was, you know, something happened to her, or she seen something happen to her family.
Could it be, so why do you think she don't trust you? Because this is what this comes down to. She don't trust you. Why doesn't your wife trust you, Patah?
Because, first of all, I don't think she trusted any man she ever been with. That's one. And then, second of all, maybe I give her some reason not to.
You said you wasn't doing anything.
Though. No, I mean, you know, I'm saying at the beginning of our relationship, before we got really serious and I got really committed, maybe I have done some things that you know, kind of increased that fear in her. But
You did some things, so you don't know whether you did or not. Either you did something or you did not. Maybe.
Obviously, I did. Yes. So
okay.
I did some things, and it increased with that. But she never trusted any man, even before me. So, but the, you know, I strongly believe that the more we're together and the more she gets to. Confront that part of her, that's
mm-hmm.
when things will get better. You know what I'm saying? Because
you think,
this
you
thing
think
in
it's
her...
going to change. You think that's going to change. So let me ask you a question then. What about you, yourself, that you don't trust? Because in order for you to have entered into this agreement, there's a big part of you you don't trust. You do know that, right?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know that. Oh, yes, I do, kind of. Maybe I do, yeah.
Maybe you do, or you do?
Maybe, depending on what you mean by that.
Depending on what I mean, that there's a part of you that you don't trust yourself? I mean, I think that's self-explanatory, because your wife is your reflection. You just said to me that your wife that hasn't never trusted a man. All of these things you knew before you got in a relationship with her. So what part of you don't you trust? Because she is your reflection.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not aware of that part. I'm not aware
mm-hmm.
of that part.
Just like she's not aware of why she don't really trust you. She don't really have a reason. She's not aware of that either. Can you see how those two are the same?
Yeah. Yes. No, I totally see it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally see it. But, like, how you get to change that? No, though. That's the question.
You said what now? You said what?
So how do you get to, you know, How do you get to end that?
We're going to talk about how you can begin to change it. The first step is definitely the acknowledgement. And I say this in the most humble and honest way. I thank you guys for calling in because you guys really speak for thousands that just ain't got the guts to call in and say that this is their relationship. But trust me, this is going on more. This is going on more than we care to admit. So I really honestly and sincerely to you and your wife, I thank you guys. We are going to go through some things here and start to talk about that, of some exercises that you can begin to do so you can start trusting. Number one, you got to start trusting yourself. And, you know, that trust starts with you, really trusting yourself and, you know, your wife really trusting herself. And then sort of kind of solidifying that with each other. I will tell you this. I know I said I wasn't going to do a reading, but I will give you this. I do see a lot of cracks in the foundation of when you guys got together. And so your foundation was cracked coming together. Doesn't mean that it was anything wrong on that level. I think it was things, like you said, you both did to each other. And so you really have to mend that. But the first step is mending these cracks within yourself and her within herself, you know? Ooh, you a strong brother. So you take all of this. I don't know. Maybe it's me, but the brothers I know, they ain't going for none of that.
I wouldn't in the past, but you know, she she's been there for me, you know, that maybe I don't know any other woman who have done that, so I feel like, you know.
You don't know any other woman that would have put up with your shit the way she did, and therefore, you allow yourself to be held captive.
No, it's not really captive, but the way I look at it is I can see past this, you know what I mean? I can see past all this. I can really see that once
you get... I'm being facetious, yes, but I do know that you guys can work through this, yes.
I do know that. I definitely know that. I just, you know, and how and where, whatever, how, when it's going to happen, I don't know. But if you put in the work, it's definitely there, and it's you know, nice future.
Right. So basically what you're telling us, Pata, is that you need this. What your wife is doing, say it to the brothers, because the brothers is going crazy all over the world. Let the brothers know that you need this right now.
I do, man. We both do. We both do, you know.
No, not both of you. You need this right now, Pata. You don't have discipline. You know that really I'm reading your energy. You don't have discipline.
No, I don't. Yeah.
That's right. So, brothers, look out. The warden is coming for you. All right. Well, I want you to hold the line. You guys are so beautiful. Let me ask you, do you have a Kim deck?
No, I don't have the Kim deck. Yeah.
Okay, but check with your wife because you know you don't run nothing over there. Ask her if she has to do that.
All right, I will. I like that, Ms. Lou. I like that. Sideways like that, that's cool.
You know you don't run nothing over there. Let me talk to your wife.
All right.
Okay.
She's busy for the moment, all right? She'll call back. Anyway, peace, Ms. Blue.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hi. Let me
Did you guys have a nice talk?
Oh, it was beautiful. Thank you for giving him permission for us to speak.
So do you still think he's like a big fat liar or you think he's sincere? Because he sounds sincere to me.
Yeah, well, he actually is very sincere. I promised him I wouldn't give out no information to the warden, so I'm not. But no, he's sincere. He really is.
Can I add a few words, though, about the, because I overheard you guys talking about the trust. Let me tell you, maybe I am a little like that. I basically don't trust anybody but myself. And life taught me that. Like, I'm 29 years old, and I've been through a lot. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people will agree with me that, you know, you can be close with somebody, but you don't trust them 100%. You can only trust yourself because you don't know for sure. So that's for once. And second thing is, I'm not insecure per se. Like, I know, you know, what I deserve. I know who I am. I know how I look like. I know all those things. And it's not about the insecurity. It's more about, like, maybe not trusting women more than I don't trust my man. Because I know that women... And again, I know a lot of people will agree with me.
No.
Women are conniving.
I feel like we need to do a part two to this, but go ahead.
I feel like women are just like, they're mean, you know? They're like, we just are. And I am too. Like, I'm not going to even deny that. Like, there's just a little percentage of women that are actually nice people. Women are mean to each other. They don't have a problem stealing a man. They don't have a problem breaking a family. They care about themselves first. And I've been through situations when, like, maybe, you know, guys are weak. They are.
Right.
And again, a lot of people will agree with me on that. They think with their other head sometimes, and most of the time, actually. And, you know, when we put together women trying and guys are not thinking in the right way, and that's what happens. That's when guys cheat, and that's when they regret it afterwards. I'm not saying I can prevent it or anything like that. All I'm saying that I will keep, like, even if it's not going to work for me in the long run, but I will still keep on doing the same thing. Like, if it comes to private investigator, hidden cameras, whatever it takes. But if I ever get him, like, catch him just talking to the opposite sex, and I'm not talking about just conversation about nothing.
Right.
Like, I talk to men, you know, all the time, like at work and stuff. I'm talking about there's different kind of conversation. There's professional, and then when it gets personal. And I don't feel like any woman on this planet should know anything about my man personally or myself.
So it is what it is.
If I ever caught him,
right,
I would be gone.
Let me ask you a question. Because you said some things, and I see sisters all over the globe jumping up and down and really kind of sharing some comments. You said sisters can be conniving, and it's not so much that you don't trust your man, but you don't trust women. And so women will break up homes, and they will take other people's men. So who man did you take?
Not that I'm proud of it, but never did I really care if a guy had a woman. If I like him, I'm going to have him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before I got married and all.
Mm-hmm. So
never did I care if they have children, if it's going to ruin their family.
Mm-hmm. So really, and I want you to hear me when I say this to you, because, you know, as you were speaking, I could really hear this just showing me all these pictures of things that you've done. And so, do you think it's possible for a person to change?
It is possible, because I know I've changed.
Mm-hmm. You know.
But it's also, I'm not really talking about myself so much, but I'm talking about other people. When, like, remember when I was kind of telling you that I've caught him doing certain things?
Yes, I remember.
Like,
that.
Let's say, just talking about, like, sexual experience in the past, let's say they were like exes together, and like, she knew that he was with me for like a few years, for example. She knew that that conversation should not be taking place, but she still does it, you know? It's like she feels
kind of like
good
kind
or
of
better she, about herself.
Right.
I don't know.
She kind of had the same mindset you had. So this is why you don't trust women, because you don't trust yourself. Because these are things that you did. And I want you to hear that. That all of these things that you talked about women doing, these are things that you did. But you say you're not talking about you. Yes. Let me ask you one question, because I know we got to kind of wrap this up and get to some other things. And I really thank you for your honesty and just openness in this. If there was one thing that you would say that your husband needs to work on, what would that one thing be? If it was one thing you could just pinpoint and said he really needs to work on this, what would it be?
Probably honesty. Never lying to me would probably just pretty much fix just about anything. If even, like, let's say if I didn't look for something, but I found it anyways, or I was intentionally looking for something and I found something, like just even a white little lie makes me believe that there's more lies, bigger lies, more important lies. Like, it makes me think that he's lying about everything.
Mm-hmm.
If he tells me, like, you know, he didn't go out for lunch, which is, like, who cares? Little very thing. But if I found, like, a receipt that he went out for lunch, all of a sudden I'm thinking, what can I believe?
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. If I were to ask him, what is one thing you need to work on, what would he say?
He would probably say trust, which is contradicting, because I'm thinking, you know, once you stop lying, that's when I trust you. You build it. We lost it for both of us. So if you stop lying,
so,
I will trust you again.
Right. So do you think trust, you can ever get trust back?
Yeah, but it takes a long time for me.
It takes a long time. So far, with the trust that you've broken with yourself based upon the lies that you used to tell, how long did it take you to get your trust back?
Well, it's like not that I do things uncontrollably. Like, I realized what I was doing, and I can control it, you know? So I trusted myself then that I would pretty much go and do whatever it takes to be happy. And if it's at cost of other people's happiness, then be it. And
right.
Now
and
I trust
long,
myself.
How long, right, you say now you trust yourself, but how long did it take you to come into that place where you could trust yourself? How long did it take? Was it a year? Was it 2 years? How long was it? Was it 6 months? Was it a day? How long did it take you to trust yourself?
Well, I feel like I always trust myself. Like, I know what
I'm
doing wrong.
Okay,
but
so hold
at the same time.
So is it trust? And I just want to understand. If I'm telling a lie and I know I'm lying, that means I trust myself?
Well, you're lying to yourself, I guess, so no.
Because you said you knew what you were doing when you were breaking up homes or sleeping with men who are married or didn't care if they had somebody or didn't care about their children. So you knew that and you trusted that? You still trusted yourself?
Well, I just feel like that's most of women. I'm not speaking just for myself.
No, but we're talking about you.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like
because
if, let's say, I ever wasn't married, I would do it again. I would do anything that, like, I would remove any obstacles on my way to be happy.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought that. Never. Never, ever have I thought that. Not because I'm a better person. I'm not saying it from that position. I'm saying those thoughts never came in my mind. So when you say that's women, that's not most women. See, here's
well,
some of the things
exceptions.
That, here's, right. Well, I don't think I'm special, though. I'm not an exception. Here's one of the things I would say. In the Kim business class, we have a rule that you have to speak in first person. when you say something. When you say women, say me. And I guarantee you that's going to sound completely different. So,
well,
you
I
are
mean,
not
it's
being...
me. I admit it. It's like
right.
I'm not, I'm honest about it, and I'm really blunt
oh, yes.
about it.
You
it's
really,
me.
You really
it's
are.
My sister. It's my neighbor. It's my coworker. It's my classmate. It's us. It's women.
But unless you have been right there with them, can you honestly say that that is you? That is them. No, you're talking
well, I
about...
I wasn't holding the candle, but I'm close
if
enough
you wasn't,
to know.
I mean, let me ask you a question. Say your name again for me.
Natasha.
Natasha. If the police came to your house right now and picked you up and put you in jail for murder and told you, we're holding you because a woman down the street committed a murder, would you feel like you needed to get out of prison? Or would you say, yeah...
Well, that would never happen.
You don't know what will never happen. I'm asking you. You never thought you would be with a man that cheated on you, that you had to do all of these things to prove that he loved you and is not going to cheat on you, but you're doing it. So how could you say it would never happen? In
well,
fact,
he never cheated on me.
Who hasn't
I mean, cheated? Maybe emotionally.
Who hasn't cheated?
Like my husband.
Okay, what about you? Have you cheated?
No. We never actually cheated on each other. We've just done things like to compromise our trust 100% of, you
yeah.
know, like,
right.
I feel like I have the love for him that I would never have for anybody else. Like, I would die for him, and he knows
yeah.
that. And
you would die
like,
for him, and you're mm-hmm. literally killing him. So not
well,
only
I'm not.
Died,
I'm also not holding him. He's free to go anytime. He knows where the door is.
That's not
if
what that's, I'm saying.
If I'm killing him,
no,
then
no, no.
he should not
listen,
be here.
Listen to what I'm saying. I don't mean killing him literally. I'm saying by holding him captive, it's almost as if you want him to pay for what you did in the past. So shouldn't you be the one, if you've done all these things, shouldn't he be checking your phone and seeing what coworkers
and
you're
he does.
Talking to?
He's just identical as me. It's just that he can't admit it.
He didn't say that. He does the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Of course he does the same thing. He's just the same as me. It's just really hard for men to admit things or be honest about it. Like, I am pretty much blunt. Here's who I am, and
right.
you believe it.
Well, it looks like you guys got a crazy love affair going on over there.
Yeah, it's been 7 years of crazy, crazy love affair that it's like, it's pretty much in the middle of, like, I love him and I don't want to leave him, but yet, you know, it, like, I hope
you guys
well,
I
get
said,
better.
I
but
said,
who knows?
You know what Miss Blue says? Miss Blue says, y'all are a match made in heaven. Y'all look like y'all got it figured out beyond being figured out right there. You got
the,
it.
The thing is, it's funny how, you know, guys are so easy to point out, oh, she's so insecure, she doesn't love herself,
yeah,
it's
but
her
your
fault
husband,
it's
he
this
never
and that
said
but
you,
he's
a, he never said you were insecure, he never said any of those things.
No, I was just reading up the chat from other people.
Oh, you're
that
in that
made comments.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got you. Okay, yeah,
but it's not like that. People have to see the difference. Some people are actually not, it's
well,
not
I
about
tell
insecurity
you. Because mm-hmm. you are very confident in everything you're sharing with us tonight. Very confident,
mm-hmm.
and you are holding it down. I say write a book, my sister. You can share this information with those who want to know, because you are running shop.
And I do. The problem is that my man doesn't agree with that. He thinks I'm controlling him. He thinks that, you know, that, maybe I will change one day, but I would like to let him know, like, I don't know in how many ways I can let him know that it's not that I'm sick and I'll get better. It's,
no,
I
agree with you.
I
don't think you're ever going to change.
No,
I don't.
Never
I think, yeah, I think this is the way you're going to be. Miss Blue agrees. I think that you are, and you know, hey, That is you. This is who you are. Honestly, I think you are definitely going to be that way. I want to thank you for calling in here tonight because you sure gave folks a lot of things to think about. So peace and love to you guys. And I wanted to ask you, do you have the Kim deck?
The what, sorry?
The Kim deck, the Know Your Magic deck.
No.
Okay. Well, you can email me. Since you guys have just been so open, and I may want to kind of call on you guys again, so listen out for that. And just email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and I'll send you a Kim deck so you guys can get to know your magic in some other kind of ways, okay?
Yeah, we're following a lot of your advices, actually. We got some readings from you previously, and, like, we think you're really awesome and
helpful.
Oh, well,
thank you.
And, yeah, thank you very much
for
talking
to me.
I hope
I'm helping y'all. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you. Peace.
All right, you guys. You are live in the remix. You are live in the remix. What can I say, you guys? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Listen, we have about 33 minutes left to go in the forum, so we are going to get to some business. Now, settle yourself down in the chat room there because we need to go over some magic junkie notes here. We need to do that. And then we also need to make our way over so that we can get into making a psychic love calendar, or what I call a psychic love calendar. So, I don't know, you guys. Ooh, wee, for real. Just some beautiful things. All right, you guys, get something to write with. Get something to write with so we can continue on here live in the remix. Don't forget to go over to the Remix Radio page. You guys, and write some things down on the Remix Radio page about the show. and here's some of the things. What did you learn from your last relationship? I want to take a look at this. April said, never look outside of myself for completion and validation. Let's see, who is this? Shane, higher level, said not to talk about it, be about it, because you never promise tomorrow. Because you're never promised tomorrow. Reggie said, how much BS can I tolerate? Let go of the need to prove myself. Never let my honor enslave me. Those who don't know true honor don't have it and can't live with it. Okay. Angela said, I deserve the best. And go within to change the outer world. Okay, excellent. And then let's see. There is no last relationship, someone said. There is no last relationship, said Saba Nura. Said there is no last relationship. Okay. Well, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Great discussion, great conversations, you guys. Live in the remix. Keep the conversation going. Go over to the Remix Radio and make sure that you do comment. comment. We do have some more questions. I'm going to put that up while we're getting ready to do the calendar. And then the other thing I want to ask you guys is, was the lesson that you learned from your relationships, past relationships, current relationship, was it worth learning the lesson? You know how they say, would you do it again? Was it worth learning the lesson? So I put that question up, and I want you to go over, and I want you to write that down. Great discussion. All right, you guys, we got to get ready. Let's get ready to do the calendar. Let me see how many more minutes we have. We have 30 minutes left to go in the form. Here's what I want you guys to do. I'm going to give you some energy, and you can actually begin to work with this. This is actually sort of my version of coming up with this. And if you have your own version, you can definitely do this. And this is going to be based on the 7 days of the week. And so for the 7 days of the week, I'm going to share with you some things to begin to work on. Let's start out with Monday. And you can build your calendar on this. I'll tell you what to do afterwards. Okay, so we're going to start with Monday. So you can simply write Monday down. And you can just make a note of this. Monday is an emotional day. Of course, you know Monday, Moon Day, emotional day. So on the calendar, this is a great day if you want to do some isolated training, almost kind of like how you get ready to go in the gym or something, or you work out and you choose to work on a certain part of your body or just focus on something. Well, you can kind of begin to look at it energetically this way. So Monday, emotion. So you're going to be working on emotional things as it relates to relationships, all of your relationships, business, family, intimate relationships, and, of course, the very first relationship, the relationship with yourself. And so when we line this up with the chakras, the chakra that I found that is best suited to be worked on is, on Monday, is the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, the heart chakra. This is the I love here. So the heart chakra, you know, this is really, really about compassion. It's about harmony. It's about unconditional love. It's about forgiveness. And starting out on a Monday, because this is typically when we're starting our work week, so I say Monday in that sense, but, you know, Sunday is going to be that particular one. But starting on Monday with that, this is really about those things. You know, it's about relationships, the heart is, and also about healing, everything that we talked about tonight. So really getting into that work when it comes to the heart chakra. And this is a place that you can begin to work on and really kind of take some time to balance this area. But you should also allow yourself to heal. Sometimes we can hear a lot of the pain in people and things that we've gone through in our lives and different situations. And sometimes we just, frankly, don't give ourselves enough chance to heal before jumping in another relationship. And sometimes people often have believed, and maybe it works for them, that the best way to get over one relationship is to jump into another. I say that that junk eventually has to float up to the level, you know, because water seeks its own level. Eventually, the emotions are going to come to the surface. I don't care how you try to push it down, how you try to wash it away, it's going to seep itself to the top. But really allow yourself to kind of go through what is needed for you to get over those things. And really focus on loving yourself. So Monday is a great day to set aside some things. Think about 3 or 4 activities that you can do to really begin to love yourself. Really get into that energy and give yourself that time, energy, and attention of loving yourself and also expressing that to others. As well as really understanding about forgiveness. Forgiveness is giving forward. So if you forgive someone, it's giving ahead of time. It's really about forward giving. And this is also a way that you can actually begin to attune yourself to your higher self, really just tap into that energy of your higher self. So let's talk about Tuesday. Tuesday is going to be sort of that energy day. This is the day filled with energy. This has a lot of energy in it. It, you know, of course, Tuesday has a lot of energy in it. And it's also a day for you to kind of work on those things of dancing, moving around. So maybe if you do Tai Chi or some of those things or do yoga, this is an excellent day. Maybe get up and go for a walk if you're not doing it. Ride your bike. you know, this is a day for you to be very, very active. Dance. If you don't have anything else, 5 minutes before you're out the door, cut on the radio or pop in your iPod and get up and move your body around and move yourself around. Tuesday is that day that really just helps you to attune to this energy. And this is going to be the third chakra, which is the solar plex chakra. This is located right between the belly button area and just below your rib cage. And some of the points that you want to focus on at this particular time has to do with power, it has to do with self-esteem, your confidence. All of these things live in this particular area. So Tuesday is a great day to really begin to work on the third chakra. Let's talk about Wednesday. I know I'm moving fast here, but that's why you can always go and download. I want to get to this before we actually get to the end of the show tonight. So let's talk about Wednesday. Wednesday is a day of communication. You can think about that. So a lot of communication going on this particular day. This is also a day of really, really tapping into those clairaudience attributes within yourself. This is about inner hearing that is associated with this. So this is really also Wednesday, a great day for business. If you want to think about Wednesday, really focusing, maybe giving some energy to those things of business or those things that you want to do. So here we go. So this is a great day for you to focus on that on Wednesday. And Wednesday is going to be the fifth chakra. Of course, this is the chakra, the throat chakra, the I speak chakra. So it's about communicating your truth and really just sort of activating those things. And one of the great ways to stimulate this particular energy center is through chanting, singing out loud, and also humming. You know, it really, really just feeds that energy within the throat chakra. So this is the time, you know, it's really in a position. Anytime somebody is saying to you or you hear the words, please speak up, or we can't hear you, or I didn't quite understand what you're saying, know that you're not speaking up clearly. You're not energetically sending out this message. But don't forget, the fifth chakra is the communication point for all communication. That is verbal. That is also communication, nonverbal. You know, this is spiritual communication. This is your thoughts that you have going on within yourself and within. So this is going to be every form of communication that is going on. It's going to happen here in this fifth chakra, and this is going to be the throat chakra. Let's talk about Thursday. You know, Thursday is really, really interesting, and I like Thursday because Thursday is kind of one of those days that make you go, You know, Thursday is one of those days that make you go, It's the day that you really, really can definitely get into meditation, really get yourself into a good meditative state where you can actually go into a deep thought. It really is about you expanding yourself. So maybe it's a project or something that you're working on. This is a great time to really tap into that energy. Or maybe there's a book that you were interested in reading. Or maybe there was something that you wanted to try. Maybe you have the audio workbook and you wanted to go through a particular section in that. Or you had the Know Your Magic deck and you wanted to try to come up with your own different spreads and things that you can work with. This is a great time to really exercise this because the energy center that you're tapping into is going to be the third eye. You know, this is the third eye. This is where that clairvoyancy is, the inner seeing is. You know, this is about tapping into those higher levels of consciousness and being able to do that particular work. A lot of the psychic work, the inner intuitive lives here. This is where all of this energy comes in. Well, a part of it is there. And how you can begin to balance this thing of the third eye, one of the ways that you can do it is really just do conscious breathing. And a good way to shut down the third eye so you can actually hit the reset button is just to focus on your breathing. So whether you're on your lunch break, maybe you're in school, you take a pause, Maybe you're at work, maybe you're just out and about, and you really want to just kind of reset yourself and just kind of open up your third eye and really just kind of give it a fresh new approach. Focus on your breathing for a minute. Come into the pause, you know, come in that place of stillness. This is why breath work is excellent when it comes to those things of dealing with the third eye, yoga, tai chi, visualization, even working with colors. You know, many of you who have had different readings from me, the God Goddess Numerica Cosmic Record reading, or even the sacred session, and we talk about those different colors. This is a great time to get into a lot of the color work and begin to work with that. And so really, this is a great day to begin to focus on this energy and really just bring it into balance for yourself. It is the IC. So let's talk about Friday. You know, the day that we start the remix on. Let's talk about Friday, you guys. Friday is all about the energy. It has to do with a lot of love energy, believe it or not. Has to do with a lot of love energy, a lot of creativity, and also a lot of sexuality. Friday, even the goddess Heru, you know, when it's corresponded with her days, this is one of her days, the goddess Venus as well, too. So Friday has to do with all of those things when it comes to unconditional love, it comes to sexuality, sensuality, all of these things live on the day of Friday. And so a great chakra for you to be working with is the sacral chakra. And, you know, it's the second chakra, and it's actually located, if you were to take two fingers right below your belly button, right there in that particular area is where it is. So this is a good chakra, again, for you to dance around, do a little bit of yoga. It's time for you to express yourself. You know, really it's about raising that kundalini energy, nurturing yourself, and, you know, really acknowledging yourself. One of the things that we talked about at the beginning, it's a day to definitely acknowledge yourself. You know, you want to give yourself credit for all of those wonderful, amazing things that you have been doing. So this is also a movement day. And what you want to do is move that area of your lower hip. One of the things that I do on Friday, I try to take at least 3 minutes a day. I didn't get to do it this Friday, and I hula hoop. So I get the hula hoop and I move around. So that's one of the things, because you want to open up this particular energy center and have things flowing. Dancing does it. Also just moving your hips and your abdomen. And, of course, you know, sex does it too. You know, it's just really getting into that energy, getting into that flow. These are some of the ways. You can also nurture yourself. Maybe take a bath and put some incense in and relax. Maybe if you're a couple, a husband and wife, you can give each other massages and sit down and have conversation about these subjects and what you love about each other. It's a great time to begin to work on that energy. So now let's talk about Saturday. You know the song Saturday Love. We're going to talk about Saturday. Saturday is really about discipline. This has a lot to do with discipline. And for that reason, I see best that the root chakra is going to be key here. For those of you who have the Kim deck, you know that all of the chakras are in the Kim deck. And the Kim deck, the base chakra, as we call it, which is also the root chakra, the first chakra, it's card number 38 in the deck. And it's all about honoring your body. It's about grounding yourself. And it's also about human nature. So when we talk about grounding yourself, I don't want you to always think about being in this physical reality. But that's important that you ground yourself that way. But think of grounding and also write a slash and put discipline, because grounding yourself and discipline go hand in hand. Sometimes, like we used to have happen to us when some of us stayed with our parents and we were young, we got grounded. That means you prevent yourself from doing certain things. So this is a great day for you to sort of ground yourself in many different ways. Focus on those things that you need to incorporate some more discipline in this particular area. And some of the things you want to start looking at for discipline, it may be your physical body. Maybe you need to be more disciplined. Maybe you need to work out. This is a great day for you to do some physical exercise. Maybe you need to bound yourself with money issues, you know. Maybe you're just not being able to hold on to any money, or maybe as soon as you get money, you're spending it and finding out that you're not disciplined enough to really kind of manage that. You know, this is about all of these things. It's also about shelter. It's about your survival. This is where your fight or flight is. And also some of the things on a physical level to begin to look at with your body is the first chakra is connected, you know, on the physical level, it's connected with your bones, your skeletal system, and your colon. So, you know, a good time to start, maybe if you want to start doing some cleansing and clear yourself out, Saturday is a great day to kick this off, and this is a great time of the year. We have the winter solstice coming up on the 21st, moving into some very powerful energy as we get ready to close out the year, and grounding yourself is going to be a great way to do it, an excellent way to do it. So you may want to think about Saturday kicking some of those things off. You know, this is an excellent day to get into yoga. That's going to be very beneficial because it takes care of the mind, the body, and the spirit, all of those disciplines together. All right, and that's for Saturday. So now let's talk about Sunday. Sunday, you guys. Sunday is really all about the energy of the self. Sunday is the energy of the self. And it's also going to be connected with the crown chakra. And this is the energy of I can, and really taking you into this, you know. So this is the receiving of the light, this particular chakra. It's the connection that you can begin to make between wisdom and spiritual insight. And quite frankly, we can never do too much crown chakra work, because sometimes we get too stuck in spiritual insight and forget the wisdom, and vice versa. But this is the chakra that, when in balance, when the chakra is fully activated, spinning in the correct direction, you're able to open it up so that you can have spiritual insight and also have the wisdom to go along with it. So this is an excellent day to really get into the energy of yourself. It's a purifying day. You can think of Sunday like that. It really is a very purifying day. It's a day to really kind of raise your energy and just kind of lift everything up for yourself when it comes to the seventh chakra. And some of the ways to really bring this energy center is, again, acupuncture is also excellent for those of you who are out to that. Any type of spiritual healing, meditation, breath work, you want to do that, is really the point where you can actually tap into this level at its highest level. So, you guys, I wanted to make sure I got that out. So many times we don't get to get to things, but it was important. What you're going to do, you can actually, if you have Word, or if some of you are working with the Apple or Mac, you can actually go to Pages, and there are different templates out there. You can begin to start putting the templates in there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And just, it would be really, really cool, especially over the next 7 days, you know, as we get ready to wind up to this energy of the summer solstice, that each one of these days, starting with tomorrow, you guys, Saturday, you know, really doing that work of discipline of the first chakra, of the base chakra there, really begin to work on these things and really just sort of kind of putting this in place for yourself and sending that energy out there. This is going to help you. After you put these energies in there, you can tag it with relationships, of course, starting with yourself. And then afterwards, leave a little space at the bottom so that you can journal what happened as a result of that. How did your relationship go after Monday and you were able to work on emotional things from yourself and really give yourself some energy and time at looking at how these things are impacting you from your heart? Because sometimes reflection is some of the most powerful medicine that we can have, staying true to our most authentic and honest reflection. Remember, hearing does not come in the mind. And so many times we are listening, and we are listening only with our mind. True healing, hearing comes in the heart as well as healing. But hearing comes through the heart. It's only when it begins to bypass the mind, bypass the heart, and go into the mind, and it begins to cause confusion. If not confusion at this time, it will become confusion in the future. So these are some things to really begin to think about when it comes to really working with these energy centers. And then see how it's impacting your relationship. Make it fun. If you're in a relationship, both of you have your calendars set up and make these agreements to work with each other on it and involve each other in what you found out. One of the greatest things that we can do for each other is share honest things that we're going through. I heard that so much tonight, and I know you guys did, because when someone is truly, truly being honest, you're not going to hear it. You're going to feel it in your heart. You understand? Sometimes we talk way more than we need to listen. And so these are just some great steps. I hope it's helpful for you guys. I use them, and they are very, very helpful for me. So, and many others who have used them as well. I hope you guys find them very helpful for yourself, and you're able to use this calendar and, you know, really kind of play around with a lot of these different things and see how they're working for you. And over the next 7 days, and once you've done that, you will have gone through so many different things. I guarantee you, if you open your heart and you just sort of tap into this energy, you will not go wrong. You'll be able to see it from so many different angles. And it will be very, very enlightening. Honest reflection is always a very loving and enlightening message for you that we have. Well, you guys, let's see. 8 minutes left to go in the form. We're live in the remix. I want you guys to go over to Facebook. Let me know. I hope you do your calendars so that we can begin to work on them and see how that's going, and see how those calendars are going Monday all the way through Sunday, and work on that. Don't forget to download. I know I went fast, but I wanted to make sure that I got it in and so that every single person had an opportunity to get that. But you can always go back and download it. Like I said, these are some principles that many of the teachers in many different spiritual walks of life have come up with. That was sort of my take, Miss Blue, on the calendar for me that I wanted to share with you guys to really kind of give you some insight on how to begin to work through these things, particularly when it comes to the relationship. Because at the end of the day, these relationships, you guys, is really, it's only a reflection of yourself. That's all it is. You're only going to attract what you have within you and what you put out there. And when you have attracted something that is not you, it is absolutely no different than anything in nature. So, you know, they recognize each other. And so take that. There was a sister who called me earlier. It's not about changing you or changing the other person, but it is about growing together and learning together. And that's really the honest position, you know, of it. Obviously, we need to do some more talks on relationships. I know Brother Umar Johnson is coming on, and he loves to talk about the dynamics of relationships. He does. So I'm sure when he does come on, we can definitely get into some more relationship questions. I didn't get a chance to do relationship readings on here, what I wanted to get to, but this was so perfect and divine and exact. I really enjoyed this. You guys have your Magic Junkie Notes for Love tonight, and that is going to be the Psychic Love Calendar. I call it the Psychic Love Calendar because you will be tapping into that energy that we like to call psychic when you're working with this, because once you get to get into your writing and really everything that comes up, I believe in the power of the pen. And writing in blue ink is powerful. Why? I know, I've said this so many times, because you can always tell the original. And it's a reminder to your higher self to speak to that part of you, the genius in you, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest for you and everything connected to you. And it's keeping you in your truth. It's keeping you honest. So writing in blue ink is just that reminder. We know colors give off frequency and they give off vibration. So when you write in blue ink, you can always find the original. So stay original, you guys, and definitely keep loving each other and keep knowing your magic as well, particularly the magic that comes along with the responsibility of being in a relationship with yourself first and also with others. Yes, make sure you do that. And then next time when we come on and we talk about relationships, I think I'll show you guys how you can actually, well, some of you who've had readings from me, we've talked about this, but I'm going to share some ways that you can actually program oils for attraction and sort of what energy you want to put out there. First, for the attraction to yourself so that you really can bridge that gap and have a good relationship or at least a working relationship. Let's say that. You need to have a working relationship with yourself, and then you can begin to program oil so you can send out positive messages and not confuse signals when it comes to connecting with others that you want to engage in any type of relationship, whether it be business, work, or intimate relationships. I think I'm done, y'all. What do y'all say? Oh, it's been an amazing night. My energy's off the hook. It's out of control. And I have to try to wind myself down. And I will do that. I told you guys I've been driving tonight for about 7 or 8 hours. So I've been on the road. I've been out of town. But coming back and doing the remix is definitely a way that I can ground myself. And as soon as I said that, a burst of rain just started splashing. It's raining here, and I definitely want to go out and catch some of that rainwater to do some, make some moon rainbow water. And for those of you who've listened to my funky feng shui shows, you know all about rainbow water for cleansing your house, because I'm going to be doing some spiritual cleansing before the solstice. So maybe we'll do some shows on that. We'll do another funky feng shui show and some cool stuff. So if it's raining where you guys are, that's some excellent water to catch, especially with the new moon, and you can get some good water. Oh, wow. Nothing can be better than that. Well, you guys, 3 minutes left to go in the form, and I just want to tell you guys, I love you so much. I love the discussions that we have here in the remix and how we keep it real, how we keep it psycho, sexy, and cool, and we get to express ourselves and do what we do. You know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, please go over to the Remix Radio page. Love it there. Love it here on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Leave a comment. Share your thoughts. I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear that. But ultimately, remember, some of those things in the relationship that bothers you so much, that really just get under your skin, be open to looking at the reason you hate it so much is because you can find it within yourself. Because if you couldn't recognize it, you wouldn't know what it was. All right, you guys. Well, this is Miss Blue wishing you peace and love and much love, warm spirit. Until we talk again on Sunday, peace and love, everybody. Let's get out of here with a little bit of Future and Rihanna singing about love and affection. Peace and love.
Ain't that wrong with it? I need you now. Oh,
you want, so come and express it. Don't flip, cause a nigga might push up on it. Don't really wanna lose this moment. Raw window shopping, you own it. Don't put it down, don't fuck around.
Too desperate. I need love and affection. Love.